اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. I really share my condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his noble companions to all the Muslims who love Imam Hussein and follow him, especially the Shia Muslims across the world. And may Allah Almighty inshallah accept your mournings, accept your expressions of sorrow and the month of Muharram for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
So may inshallah Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, to come and take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, and fulfill and accomplish the mission of justice, inshallah, in the world. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So, welcome back again, brother Hussein Ruhullah and also Ali Nasser. Inshallah, in this session, we'll continue our lessons on Mad. But before we go, I welcome you too and say hello to you. Hello, Hussein Ruhullah. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Are you okay? Assalamu alaikum. Is everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. May Allah accept your condolences, your mournings, inshallah. How are you, Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah.
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So, inshallah, we'll go through the Mad lessons and Tajweed level 3 of our Quranic sessions. So far, we were practicing the different types of Mad, and we learned Maddul Iwad, Maddul Badal, and also Mad Tabi'i. And also Maddul Lin, yes?
Yes.
So these four types of Mad we learned, so they were easy, no difficulties, alhamdulillah. But now today we'll study a new type of Mad, which is called Maddul Aridi Lissukun. Maddul Aridi Lissukun, okay? Or a Mad which is not a type of mad which is always we have to apply this mad. We do not have this mad always, okay, in the Quran. But this mad is a temporary mad. You know, temporary? It means just for some times, okay? It is there, okay? Not for always. Not permanently. We have permanently, it means for always, and temporary means just for a short time, yes? So what does it mean? That it means that this type of mad for four counts, mad du'arid li sukun, for four counts we prolong the mad, okay? It means this happens in one certain condition. If you have this condition, okay, you apply the mad, you prolong the sound, okay? If you do not have the condition, do not apply the mad. Okay? So there is one condition. Under one condition, we apply amad. If we have that condition, it's okay. You apply it. If you don't have that condition, you should not prolong the sound. What is that condition? Can you recite Surah Al-Hamd? A'udhu billah, Hussain Ruhullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
Ahsan, thank you, it's enough. So now, look, I wanted him to pay more attention to the last part of the ayah. Now, can you read again الحمد لله رب العالمين like recitation a little.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
This sound at the end. Did you hear it, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This long sound. While there is no mat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This much sound it has to be. But when we stop at the end of an ayah, okay? And there is the condition I will tell you. We prolong the sound. Look. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين for four counts ولا الضالين لين while there's lam ya nun there's no mad only mad التابعي we have yes Kasra plus ya we have.
Yes.
Ya is sakin. Madi tabi'i. Two counts. Lean. Wala dhalin. Finished. Not lean. Yawmiddin. Finished. Yawmiddin. Look at the sound. How longer we make it. Yes? We stretch the sound.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So the condition is this, that we have like three letters which are called huruful mad. Three letters. Alif, waw, ya. These three letters are called mad letters.
Yes.
What? Huruful mad. Mad letters. What does it mean? It means that whenever they appear in a word, try to focus and look, okay? If there is like, sometimes there is a mad sign, okay? You gotta prolong the sound, stretch the sound, okay? Sometimes some other conditions are there with these mad letters, okay? That you have to apply again, the mad rule, okay? That in the next type of mad, we'll study this. Mad jaiz munfasil and muttasil, we'll study this one, okay? Right after mad arid lissukun, okay?
Yes.
Now, if you have at the end of an ayah, you want to stop at the end of an ayah, okay? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You want to stop here. You don't want to connect it to the next ayah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Look, I didn't prolong the sound. If I prolong the sound, it is wrong. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This is wrong. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Okay.
So, the first condition is this, that you have to stop at the end of
the ayah.
If you stop at the end of the ayah, yeah, you met one of the conditions. The second condition is this, that there has to be a mad letter. Always there is, sometimes there is a mad letter, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes. But look, for example, in Surah Al-Balad, we do not have mad. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. We do not have mad letter to say balad. No.
Yes.
Okay? So two conditions are there. If we have one of these three letters, okay?
Mad letter.
Mad tabi'i we have. These were called mad tabi'i, yes?
Yes.
Alif maddi, yai maddi, waw maddi. If you have alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi, plus the next condition, you stop at the end of the ayah. All right?
Yes.
So, Ali Nasir, now recite Surah Al-Hamd once. Stop there and also prolong the sound. Four counts.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Make sure, okay, that remember that it is not wajib to prolong it exactly for four counts. It is just optional. Two, four, six, any of them. Okay? You might listen, you might have listened to the reciters of the Quran Karim, okay? Sometimes they prolong it for six counts. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Longer sounds, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes they do not prolong it. Like some of the reciters, when they start with Bismillah, okay, they do not prolong the Rahim sound. Look, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Finished. But some of them, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yeah?
Yes.
So because this is optional, this is not wajib, okay? But remember, two, four, or six counts. If you prolong it for two counts, it means you have applied the rule of Madd al-Tabi'i. Two counts. Alif maddi, waw maddi, ya maddi. Okay?
Yes.
Let's go for some examples with alif maddi also and waw maddi. So, sijilin. Sijilin. Okay? Read it and stop.
Sijil.
Ahsan. You can make it, like, you can prolong it for two counts, four or six counts. Sijil. Okay, usually remember that two counts, when you prolong it for two counts, Hussein, okay, it means that you are going to join this ayah to the next ayah. So you do not make a pause. Okay? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, okay? Two counts. So if you want to connect the ayahs together, join the ayahs together, okay? So you do not have to prolong it for four counts or six counts. If you do not have exactly a mad, okay? Not mad tabi, any other mad, okay? Mad for four counts, for six counts. So, now do it. Prolong the sounds, okay? And also connect. See? Prolong the sounds, okay? Of the last word in the ayah, okay? And also join it to the next ayah. Like, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Like this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'bud.
Great. He ran out of breath. That is exactly okay, an extra mad, which is not okay here. Okay?
Yes.
So if you stop, one condition. Next condition, you should have one of these. Mad tabi'i. Alif maddi. Waw maddi. And
ya maddi.
Let's recite a salawat. But before a salawat, let's give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost. And then IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, that alhamdulillah, they're holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. Let's recite a salawat and we will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان